Approval could come today, allowing grounded Boeing jets back into the air. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. regulators are expected today to clear Boeing 737 MAX airplanes to fly again. The plane has been grounded after a pair of deadly crashes, revealed design flaws and trouble in the air certification process. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
Yeah, the Federal Aviation Administration is expected to require that MAX planes that have already been built and delivered undergo software modifications to the automatic anti-stall system called MCAS. Now, that system was faulted for the pair of crashes nearly 2 years ago that killed 346 people. The modifications will, among other things, prevent MCAS from overriding pilot commands and pointing the plane's nose down. Also, MAX pilots will be required to get new simulator training. Boeing had wanted to avoid that to help control costs for airlines. It was a key selling point for the MAX initially, so that's a significant change that pilots, in fact, will need simulator training to fly the new plane, David.
Now, if the FAA does lift the ban today, as a practical matter, when could passengers find themselves on one of these MAXes?
Well, American Airlines says it's planning to resume MAX flights at the end of December. Southwest, which has the most MAX jets, says it'll take until the spring of next year or early summer before it uses the planes. There are also hundreds of MAX planes that have been built but have nowhere to go. Boeing has them in storage. The FAA has to inspect each one of those in person. That's going to take a year or more, David.
Nova, thank you. Lots of home improvement going on for those who managed to keep their income flowing during this pandemic. Home Depot profits yesterday beat expectations. Rival Lowe's reports its July to September results this morning. But as they say, winter is coming. We got Marketplace's Andy Euler on this one.
Home Depot told investors that this summer people spent a lot on big-ticket items, things like riding lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. But as Sonia Lipinski at Alex Partners points out, companies can't count on these one-time purchases in the future.
How are they going to keep engaging and expanding their consumer base? Because a lot of these things are one-time deals, and there's only so much we can improve and fix up.
She says, as long as we're stuck at home, home improvement retailers should be in good shape. But Neil Saunders at Global Data says, in the fourth quarter, the growth rates may come down a bit.
Because obviously we're not going to spend as much on the garden, which has been a big area of home improvement spending over the summer months. And as it gets into winter, people just don't spend as much time outdoors.
Though he says some restaurants and bars will be making improvements to keep customers eating outdoors through the winter. And those business owners also go to places like Home Depot and Lowe's looking for lumber and lights and heating lamps to retrofit their operations. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
The business media have started talking once again about the Dow Jones Industrial Average might soon cross above 30,000 for the first time, maybe this week. And the last time they started jumping up and down about this was mid-January of this year, but I was in a don't count your chickens before they hatch mood, and I remarked at the time on this program that markets are hard to predict and you never know. Dow 30,000 could still be a while. Well, what happened on January 23rd? The city of Wuhan, China was the first to lock down, and the Dow is still not at that milestone. The Dow's at 29,783 now, with the Dow future at the moment up 75 points, 0.3%.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
When Chinese manufacturers were hit by the pandemic, they'd already been dealing with higher U.S. tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their exports. With Joe Biden as president, there's no indication this will change anytime soon. Here's our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak.
When we visited the Chengdian factory more than a year ago, every pair of shoes sewn here in southern China was sold to America. Once its products were subject to an extra U.S. tariff, the company boss Tony Tung shifted manufacturing to the firm's other factories.
Most of our production has moved out of China to Cambodia and Vietnam.
But even moving to low-cost countries in Southeast Asia can be expensive. So manufacturers who can only afford to stay in China, like EMC Machinery, sometimes just pay the tariffs to retain American customers, says overseas sales manager Li Yansong.
For the U.S. tariffs, we sometimes split the extra costs with our clients and make less profit on the transactions.
Other exporters make it worthwhile for Americans to pay the extra tariffs by upgrading their products or services. Claudia Zhou, with a metal and plastic parts manufacturer, says the firm tries to attract and retain American customers by providing more efficient service.
Clients can upload diagrams of what customized parts they want. Our online system quotes them a price almost right away. The whole ordering process can be done in a day rather than a week.
Exporters not subject to American tariffs are also revising their business plans. Initially, the U.S. Trade Representative wanted to place additional duties on medical syringes. Didn't happen. But during that period of uncertainty, medical equipment supplier Miao Liping lost his biggest American client to a company in South Korea. He says he doesn't ever want to rely totally on the U.S. market.
We switched our focus to Europe and the domestic Chinese market because of the impact of the U.S.-China trade war.
And this business plan won't change, even with a new president coming in January, he says, because he thinks U.S.-China relations will remain tense. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And the FDA late yesterday approved Lucira Health's test kit for COVID, where people can check at home without having to send out the sample. Swizzle the swab in a little vessel, stick it in the handy unit, and an LED light glows ready, done, positive, or negative, 30 minutes. This could take pressure off overburdened COVID testing facilities, but there's concern that if people test positive, public health authorities may never know. The unit is for people 14 and older. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.